Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your specification, business in the real world. Whether you're just starting your revision or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know, clearly, confidently, and with all the exam tips you need to pick up those marks. Let's get started. So, what is business activity and why does it exist? At its heart, every business exists to solve a problem, to satisfy a need or a want. Needs are things we must have to survive, like food, water, and shelter. Wants are things we'd like to have but don't strictly need. A new phone, a holiday, a designer bag. Businesses combine resources to produce goods and services that meet these needs and wants. And those resources? We call them the factors of production. There are four of them, and you absolutely must know them. Land, that's natural resources like oil, farmland, or timber. Labor, the human effort that goes into making things. Capital, the tools, machinery, and equipment used in production. And enterprise, the risk-taking, decision-making ability of the entrepreneur who brings it all together. A great mnemonic to remember, these is LLCE, land, labor, capital, enterprise. Or think of it as, let's launch cool enterprises. Now, here's a concept that trips up a lot of candidates. Opportunity cost. Every time a business or a person makes a decision, they give something up. If a business owner invests £50,000 in new machinery, the opportunity cost is whatever else that money could have been spent on, perhaps marketing or hiring a new member of staff. Examiners love this concept because it shows you understand that resources are scarce and choices have consequences. Let's talk about the three sectors of industry. Primary sector businesses extract natural resources. Think farming, fishing, mining. Secondary sector businesses manufacture or construct things. A car factory, a construction company. Tertiary sector businesses provide services. A bank, a hairdresser, a school. In the UK today, the tertiary sector dominates, accounting for around 80% of GDP. That's a statistic worth knowing. Now, who drives business activity? The entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is someone who takes a risk to set up and run a business, combining the factors of production in the hope of making a profit. Think of someone like James Dyson, who invested years and personal savings into developing the bagless vacuum cleaner, or Anita Roddick, who founded The Body Shop with a commitment to ethical trading. Entrepreneurs are characterized by creativity, determination, risk-taking, and the ability to spot opportunities in the market. This brings us to legal structures. And this is a big one for the exam. When someone starts a business, they need to choose how it will be legally set up. Let's go through the main options. A sole trader is the simplest structure. One person owns and runs the business. Think of a local plumber or a freelance graphic designer. The big advantage is simplicity and full control. The big disadvantage is unlimited liability. If the business fails and has debts, the owner is personally responsible, even if that means losing their home. A partnership is similar, but involves two or more people sharing ownership and responsibility. Doctors, surgeries, and law firms often operate as partnerships. Again, unlimited liability applies in a standard partnership. A private limited company, or LTD, is a separate legal entity from its owners. This means the owners, called shareholders, benefit from limited liability. If the company goes bust, they only lose the money they invested in shares, not their personal assets. Shares in an LTD can only be sold privately, not on the stock market. A public limited company, or PLC, is similar, but can sell shares to the general public on the stock exchange. This makes it much easier to raise large amounts of capital. Think of companies like Tesco PLC or BP PLC. The downside is increased regulation, public scrutiny, and the risk of a hostile takeover. Finally, not-for-profit organizations and social enterprises exist primarily to benefit society or a cause, rather than to maximize profit for shareholders. The cooperative group is a well-known example. Any surplus they make is reinvested into the organization or the community. Now let's look at business aims and objectives. An aim is the overall long-term goal of a business, broad and directional, like to become the market leader in sustainable clothing. An objective is a specific, measurable target that helps achieve the aim, like to increase market share by 5% within 2 years. Objectives are often described using the SMART framework: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Common business objectives include survival, especially important for new businesses, profit maximization, growth, increasing market share, improving customer satisfaction, and achieving social or ethical goals. Stakeholders are any individuals or groups with an interest in the business. They include owners, employees, customers, suppliers, the government, and the local community. Here's the key thing. Examiners want you to understand. Different stakeholders have different, and sometimes conflicting, objectives. Owners want profit. Employees want job security and good pay. Customers want low prices and high quality. The government wants tax revenue and compliance with laws. These interests can clash. For example, if a business cuts wages to boost profit, employees suffer. If it raises prices to fund expansion, customers are unhappy. Being able to identify and explain these conflicts is worth marks. Location is another key factor. Where a business sets up can make or break it. Factors affecting location include proximity to the market, being close to customers, proximity to raw materials, important for manufacturing businesses, labor supply, is there a skilled workforce nearby, infrastructure, good transport links and communication networks, and costs. Rent and rates vary enormously between locations. The rise of e-commerce has transformed location decisions. An online business like ASOS can operate from a warehouse in Barnsley and sell globally. Physical location matters far less when your shop is a website. A business plan is a written document that sets out a business's goals, strategies, financial forecasts, and how it intends to operate. It typically includes an executive summary, a description of the business and its products or services, a market analysis, a marketing plan, an operations plan, and financial projections, including cash flow forecasts and profit and loss statements. Business plans are essential for securing finance from banks or investors, and they help entrepreneurs think through the challenges they'll face before they launch. Finally, let's cover growth and scale. Businesses can grow organically by increasing sales, opening new locations, or developing new products, or externally through mergers and acquisitions. Franchising is a popular growth method where a business, the franchisor, licenses its brand and business model to independent operators, the franchisees. McDonald's is the classic example. E-commerce is another powerful growth driver, allowing businesses to reach customers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, across the globe. As businesses grow, they can benefit from economies of scale, reductions in average unit cost as output increases. For example, a large supermarket like Tesco can negotiate bulk buying discounts from suppliers that a small corner shop simply cannot. Other economies of scale include technical economies, using larger, more efficient machinery, and financial economies. Larger businesses can borrow at lower interest rates. However, if a business grows too large, it can suffer from diseconomies of scale, where average unit costs start to rise again due to poor communication, low staff morale, and management inefficiency. Right, let's talk exam technique. First, always apply your knowledge to the context given in the question. Examiners call this application, and it's worth marks. If the question is about a small bakery, don't just write about businesses in general, write about what this means for that specific bakery. Second, know your command words. State means give a fact, no explanation needed. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Use the word because or therefore to force yourself to go further. Evaluate or assess means weigh up both sides and reach a justified conclusion. Third, don't confuse aims and objectives. An aim is long-term and broad. An objective is short-term and specific. Examiners will penalize candidates who use these terms interchangeably. Fourth, on legal structures, don't just list features. Examiners want you to apply them. Ask yourself, what does this business need? Is it a startup that needs simplicity? Or an established company that needs to raise large amounts of capital? Match the structure to the business context. Fifth, on economies of scale, remember the direction. Economies of scale mean unit costs fall as output rises. Diseconomies of scale mean unit costs rise as output increases beyond the optimum point. A very common mistake is to confuse these two. Sixth, when calculating average unit cost, the formula is total cost divided by total output. If a factory produces 500 units at a total cost of £10,000, the average unit cost is £20. Simple, but make sure you show you're working in the exam. Time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what are the four factors of production? Land, labor, capital, and enterprise. Question two, what is the difference between limited and unlimited liability? Limited liability means owners only lose their investment if the business fails. Unlimited liability means owners are personally responsible for all debts. Question three, what does SMART stand for in business objectives? Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound. Question four, what is opportunity cost? The next best alternative given up when a decision is made. Question five, name two economies of scale, bulk buying and specialization. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the purpose of business activity, the factors of production, opportunity cost, the three sectors of industry, entrepreneurship, legal structures from sole trader to PLC, business aims and objectives, stakeholders and their conflicts, location factors, business plans, methods of growth, and economies and diseconomies of scale. That's a lot, but it all connects. Businesses exist to satisfy needs and wants. Entrepreneurs take risks to make that happen. Legal structures determine ownership and liability. Objectives guide decisions. Stakeholders influence and are influenced by those decisions. And as businesses grow, they must manage the benefits and pitfalls of scale. Keep revisiting these concepts. Test yourself regularly and always, always apply your knowledge to the specific business in the exam question. You've got this. Good luck. And I'll see you in the next episode.